This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A UN report warns of a record rise in sea levels as world leaders gather for a climate conference in Egypt. Envoys gather in the Egyptian seaside resort of Sharm el-Sharikh. Shake for a UN convention on climate change. As the UN's weather agency's annual report shows shocking new data, the sea level rise in the past 10 years is double what it was in the 1990s, rising by 2 inches per year. The worst flooding in Nigeria in a decade and the worst drought in 500 years in Europe. But the absence of two of the world's biggest polluters means many are doubtful the talks could result in any major deals to cut emissions long term. The United States is privately encouraging Ukraine to signal an openness to negotiate with Russia. The Washington Post reported as the U.S. State Department said Moscow was escalating the war and did not seriously wish to engage in peace talks. The newspaper cited unnamed sources as saying the request by American officials was not aimed at pushing Ukraine to the negotiating table, but a calculated attempt to ensure Kyiv maintains the support of other nations. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that means he cannot rule out residents having no electricity, no water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can to restore services, but the public must prepare themselves. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On the final weekend before Election Day in the United States, leading politicians fanned out across the country to try to excite voters to get them out to the polls. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many analysts have said it depends on who turns out in force that will determine which party has control of Congress after the midterm elections. Vice President Kamala Harris in Chicago says Democrats have been keeping their promises to try to help lower-income families, a mandate given by voters 2 years ago.
When you vote, it's kind of like putting in your order. This is what I want from my country.
Former President Donald Trump, campaigning in Miami, says it's the border.
To stop the invasion on our southern border. It's an invasion, like a military invasion.
President Biden, his wife, former Presidents Obama and Trump have been on the road all weekend pushing for candidates in some of the key battleground races. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Paul Biya of Cameroon is marking 40 years in power, but staying out of the spotlight as questions swirl around the 89-year-old leader. He's not appeared in public since French President Emmanuel Macron visited the Central African nation in July. Thousands attended a celebration in Yaoundé on Sunday, but Biya was not in attendance. Some think the president's son is positioning himself as a possible successor. Pakistan's former prime minister says a protest march towards the capital will resume Tuesday, despite his being wounded by gunfire last Thursday. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
Speaking from his wheelchair in Shaukat Khanum Hospital, the ex-leader, who was wounded by gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, called out to his supporters. He demanded an investigation into the shooting and the resignation of three powerful members of the government and the military whom he alleges were involved in staging the attack on him. Khan was ousted from office in April in a no-confidence vote in parliament. He organized a march to pressure Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif's government to hold early elections. His protest march was peaceful until the attack, which killed one of his supporters and wounded him and 13 others, and has raised concerns about growing political instability in Pakistan. He has since been discharged from hospital and moved to his home in Lahore. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Israel's outgoing prime minister has issued a plea for national unity days after he was defeated in national elections by the former premier Benjamin Netanyahu. In a memorial ceremony for the assassinated prime minister Yitzhak Rabin, outgoing prime minister Yair Lapid warned of the deep divisions plaguing the country after the fifth election since 2019. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane.